During an outdoor rally at Cincinnati's historic Eden Park, the president told an enthusiastic crowd he remains committed to America's middle class and cited his efforts to protect jobs in Ohio and the Midwest related to the auto industry.
Today, my administration's launching a new action against China. This one against illegal subsidies that encourage companies to ship auto parts manufacturing jobs overseas.
Republican challenger Mitt Romney has been critical of the Obama administration for failing American workers and ignoring unfair trade practices by China. That wasn't the only topic that fired up the crowd of 4,500 at Seasongood Pavilion. The president talked about the two parties having two fundamentally different visions of how to move forward as a country.
And our vision, our fight, is for that basic bargain that built the greatest middle class on earth and the strongest economy the world has ever known. It's a bargain that says if you work hard, that hard work will pay off. That responsibility will be rewarded. That everybody should get a fair shot. Everybody should do their fair share. Everybody should play by the same rules from Main Street to Wall Street to Washington, D.C.
The president's message about rebuilding the middle class was a favorite topic with 63-year-old Pam Summerlin, a nurse and grandmother of 19 children.
I'm middle class, number one, foremost, you know, so we need all the tax breaks we can get. We need help, you know, manufacturing jobs, health care.
It was the first time for Rick Dykeman to see the president in person, and the experience was an emotional one. I asked Mr. Dykeman what moved him the most about the campaign speech.
Probably something to do with the middle class and regular people and giving them a chance. I'm a little choked up now.
The president also told the crowd of supporters he has a plan to reduce the federal deficit by $4 trillion. In 2008, Mr. Obama became the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry the Republican stronghold of Hamilton County since 1964. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.